Well, happy Easter, everybody. Praise the Lord. We have our Jesus, who is the resurrection. He is the life. You know, he didn't just come to do the resurrection 2,000 years ago. He is the resurrection, he tells us. He didn't just come to give us life. He says, I am the life. He didn't just come to show us the way. He says, I am the way. And so the very nature of God is resurrection and life. And so we give thanks to the Lord because we're caught up in that and in him. Folks, I was thinking, it's funny what people call us priests sometimes, you know. And the Hispanic community here, they often call me Padrecito Miguelito, with this kind of mucho cariño kind of thing, you know. And then sometimes, well, there's this one girl in kindergarten, she calls me Father God. And there's all kind of different names, and most of them are real sweet and nice. But sometimes it goes the other way. And back in October, we had 46 folks from the parishes, and we went on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje and to Rome. It was an amazing experience. And on the way home, though, I think we had a layover, or we went to Munich or something, and then from Munich to, we came back here, and I thought, every time I cross the Atlantic, I end up in a middle seat, and I hate the middle seat of an airplane. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go work my charm to the lady that's working there at the counter. So I did, and she said, well, you're in luck. She says, there's a window seat, and it's in the emergency aisle. I said, praise the Lord. I said, because that's extra leg room. And so I thought, that's great, you know. I learned never to do that again, because I sat next to an interesting fella. And I get in there in my seat, and I'm not kidding you. He says to me, the first thing he says, the one who to my right, I didn't know that I would have to sit next to Satan. And I couldn't, like that, I couldn't believe that, honest to God, it's exactly what he said. And I thought, did I mishear him, you know? And I don't like conflict, you know. And, well, anyway, I said, well, actually, I work for the other guy, you know. And he went on, and he was telling me about why he doesn't really have too high of an opinion of religion. And I said, well, I'm really sorry to hear that. I said, because for me, my religion is everything. I said, God is everything for me. I'm really sorry to hear that you don't have a high opinion. And he says, well, everybody thinks you ministers are all so good and everything. He says, but what do you really do to help people? And I wanted to say, well, what do you do to help people, you bozo, you know? But I didn't say it. I thought, blessed are those who are persecuted. I actually had less holy thoughts than the scripture. But anyway, I said, well, you have to realize I do try to help people every way I can in a natural realm. But I said, largely what I do as a priest is I try to help people spiritually. I try to help people with their eternal salvation. And he says, well, what do you mean by that? I said, I take water and I pour it on people, and then they are integrated into Jesus. They are inserted into the divine life and the divine life into them. I said, I take bread and wine and I pray the prayers of the church, and it becomes the body and blood of Jesus. And I wasn't getting anywhere with him. But anyway, I said, I sit in the confessional sometimes for 12 hours in order to absolve people and let the precious blood of Jesus fall upon their sins and wash them away. I said, I take a bride and a groom and two people and turn them into one person that can never be divided. I said, I go to hospital rooms and I pray over people under those, you know, fluorescent lights, and I prepare them for death to go home to God. And so I'm kind of going through these things, and he goes, I said, well, first of all, I said, those are the sacraments. You know, I go, which, by the way, did you notice in the first reading today from the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, it was a short reading, but six of the seven sacraments are named right there. The early church was obsessed with the sacraments, as we still are 2,000 years later, because the sacraments is how Jesus is still alive. Because you see, so many Christians, so many even Catholics, we make the mistake of thinking that Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. And that's why I hate that question, what would Jesus do? It makes it think like he's not real, like he's not here, like it's George Washington. No, he's alive. And he's alive in and through his church. He's alive in and through the holy sacraments that he died on the cross to give us and live through. And I'm going, man, the sacraments are everything. They're absolutely everything. That's why I was thinking yesterday, I was praying about, I was looking through my sacrament book here, and I was looking at, a year ago, Virginia Marshall, you might remember her, she passed away at Easter. And I hadn't seen her in this church for over 3 years because she had reached that age and it was very difficult for her to go anywhere. But she was sitting right over here, and I says, after Mass, I just couldn't believe I saw her. And I went over and I said, Virginia, I'm just so happy to see you here at church. And she says, I had to come back here one more time. Because this is where I was baptized. It's where I got my first confession, my first Eucharist. It's where I got married. She said, I had to come back here one more time. You want to know something? She died the next day. But this is the, because this church for us is like, this is the house of God. The Bible says better is one day here than 1,000 elsewhere. Because Jesus is alive here in and through his sacraments. He is the life. He is risen. He's not a thing of the history books, folks. The Bible is part of God's story, but the story continues. And as the last chapter of the Gospel of John says, if every work of the Lord Jesus was written down, the world could not contain all the pages that would be written. And guess what? You and I are parts of the story. And we get to decide if we're going to be a faithful character or an unfaithful. We get to decide our life with Jesus, our life with God is going to look like. Are we going to be a saint or not? And this is the most amazing thing. So the sacraments, it's everything for us. Don't you see? It's everything. And this guy next to me, I've given him some sacramentology 101, you know. And then he says, well, I thought all you guys did was preach. And I said, I do that too. I said, don't worry. I preach in the pulpit. I preach in the classroom. I said, I preach in English. I preach in Spanish. I preach to kids. I preach to adults. I preach apparently today on an airplane, I told him. And but he says something about, and I replayed the conversation 1,000 times in my head. It just really got me in a lot of ways, but he said something about how you're just saying words and, you know, I said, I'm not just saying words. Although it did make me think about, and I texted his mother today, this kid at OLG, my first assignment, he made me a picture one time and it was me in church doing Mass. And he was in second grade. Okay. And he drew an air bubble coming out of me. Saying blah, blah, blah. I'm not kidding you. And if I can, I texted his mom. I said, if you could give that to me because I'd like to see it again. But I said, I'm not just preaching words. I'm preaching Jesus. And I tell you this, that there is evidence that preaching Jesus matters. And I'm not only talking about the preaching that I'm doing right now, but the preaching that you and I must all do. We gotta say the name of Jesus. We gotta put words to grace. And because you wanna know something, that's the only way that it spreads. We had 40 something people here last night receive their sacraments. You wanna know why? Because somebody witnessed to them the power of Jesus and that Jesus is alive. He's not dead. And preaching matters. St. Paul said something to the tune of, if Jesus is not risen, your preaching is in vain and your faith is futile. But Jesus is risen, which means our preaching ain't in vain and our faith is the opposite of futile. Our faith is everything to us. It has to be. And I said, I've seen people because of preaching, not even on my own, but others. Wives go back to husbands. Husbands go back to wives. Alcoholics put down the bottle and go to AA. People addicted to drugs put away the drugs. People who were at their end find out there is a little bit of hope left. People who were lost being found. I said, preaching matters. Preaching Jesus and Him alive. That's our incumbent on all of us. We had two funerals last Wednesday, on Spy Wednesday, the day that Judas sold his God for pocket change, 30 coins. And I was praying that night. I said, thank you, Jesus, because today I got to bury two women who would not have sold their faith in the risen Jesus for all the money in the whole bloody world. Mrs. Matthias, who lived across the street, and they picked that house because it was right across from the church. She died in the middle of a rosary. Her family was there. They prayed the first half, and then she died, and she finished the second half in heaven. Now, if that's not amazing, I don't know what is. The second funeral was for a beautiful woman, Jean Ray, an amazingly faithful woman. And she, at her funeral, we sang that beautiful tune, How Great Thou Art. And something hit me about that line, then sings my soul. Like, is that in us? Like, that from the very core, in the center of our being, we just want to cry out and scream, how good you are, Jesus. How good you are. How amazingly merciful you have been to me in my own life. How amazingly real you are. Jesus is the most real thing in my life, and I pray to God that He is the most real thing in your life. If you were to say, Father Mike, you could have anything in the world, what do you want? It wouldn't be another few million dollars to finish out this plan. That would be second. But the first thing would be, I want everybody in this parish to be in love with Jesus, to be in love with Him, to know that He is alive and that He wants something to do with your life, that He wants to transform you. He wants to save you and your family. And your faith matters eternally, has eternal consequences. And I would just pray that, like, Lord Jesus, like, help us not just do the religion thing once a weekend or twice a year. I want that we be in love with Jesus, that we realize that He is so alive in the sacraments that we would never, ever, ever dare to miss a Sunday Mass, that we would never, ever go years without going to confession. You know, this is my prayer. This is the prayer of your priest. And I'm so in love with the Lord. He is everything to me. And that's what I told this guy sitting next to me on that plane. I don't know if he ever converted or not. Probably not. He won't, but maybe he will. God can do anything. It was a long plane ride. But anyway, let's thank the Lord Jesus. He's everything to us, folks. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.